Dan Wilkinson made it. Did you expect him here? Or
yes, expect him here. Expect him here. Yes, we see in Dan what we're looking for. He's a big guy, and he played as well as he's ever played the last couple of years.
Your defensive ends, Ekubon, expect him here.
Yes.
Any...
Oh yes, yes. Right now, oh, yes, definitely. Ebenezer had Ebenezer when he first came into the league in Dallas,
okay.
And he has a high motor and had an excellent year last year. Well, he's in right now, yes. I talked to Kennard. I've talked to everybody on the defensive unit.
How about inheriting Champ? Being a Champ and Dre, you can certainly argue they're the standard
yes.
of the industry as far as
well,
that's not a bad gig for
us. I've been fortunate to be around some great corners, Deion Sanders. I don't think anyone's been more complete from what I've seen on the tape than Champ. A lot of these guys were great cover guys, maybe a little inconsistent in the tackling area, but Champ does it all, and does it all at a high level.
Do you sense that with Dre and Champ man-to-man skills that you'd be a little more apt to blitz?
Well, it depends. Again, addressed that earlier, that depends on the game situation. If we need to get after the quarterback with more than four, we will. And we'll always have the ability to do that. But if we don't have to, and several places I've been, we've been able to get a lot of sacks. In fact, there was four out of the 5 years we had 28 or more sacks with just two players. And we shut people down. They couldn't get anybody open, get coverage sacks. So it depends. If we're not getting to the quarterback, we have to do things to get to the quarterback. What I would prefer is, I think everybody in this football league would, is to rush four, play great coverage, get off on third down.
How do you feel about safety?
Feel good about the safeties. I've looked at all the safeties, and I feel like we have a lot of depth at safety, and feel good about the position. You know, again with the draft, if we can upgrade in any area, we will address the draft. And if we feel like we can upgrade, doesn't matter if it's a corner, safety, whatever position, we will address. But right now, we feel comfortable with
how
the safeties.
How much do you think John has left, and how's he doing?
Well, John. He just keeps playing. He's like the ever-ready bunny. He just keeps going. And as long as he's playing at a high level, and I personally had the opportunity to come in the Cincinnati game last year, and he just had a tremendous game. I mean, he made some hits that really won the game for the Broncos last year, and he's such a leader, and he's been to the Super Bowl and won, and he just provides everything that you look for in a football player. I enjoyed watching Nick play. I've had a lot of really good safeties over the years, and Nick really plays well. He breaks on the ball well, takes good angles, just got a air of confidence about him. I feel very, very comfortable the way Nick's played in the past.
One of the things Larry Coyer kind of struggled with a little bit was just getting DJ on the field more. And then Nicole was coming out, and the snaps were down. Do you sense that you need to get him on the field more? I mean, what's your
Again, until we get out on the practice field, see where we're at, I know we have a lot of ability level at linebacker, but we have to see what is going to fit and what is going to be the best situation, the best players to play within the scheme. And he will be given every opportunity, as other guys will be given the opportunity. And we'll just have to see how it all plays out.
How aggressive would you classify your defense? Is it very aggressive?
I'd classify it as any place that we've ever been, as it's a sound, very technique-oriented, everybody accountable, and we go full blow to the ball. I mean, we've never had a trouble, and we will not have any trouble with the Denver Broncos from the guys I've met, getting them to go to the ball, play hard, play with great fundamentals, and being a very, very sound defense. Not giving up a lot of points, and hopefully we'll turn that thing over, because turnovers win football games, and we have some ability. And a lot of times turnovers depends on the ability of your team. You like to stress it. We'll stress it every day on the practice field, in the meetings, but you never know. But we do have some gifted athletes, and we expect big plays and turnovers to come from it.
They fell into a pattern last year where they gave up a lot of leads in the second half. The defense really struggled. Did you kind of build them up psychologically?
I think every place that every year is a different year. You're going to have a different couple different players probably in your starting lineup, and I think they'll be fine. And confidence is built by having success, and we're going to have success. We're going to see it on the practice field, and it'll be a growing process. We won't step out there the first week or first 2 weeks and look like we're going to look, you know, come first game. I have, as the rest of the staff, we have a lot of patience as far as to get all the foundations set and build confidence as we go.